My friend Hannah is a wonderful creature. Not only does she work tirelessly for other people, she's worked for several charities, but she works tirelessly. And also, she really enjoys a well-organised party, so she usually organises everybody else's parties as well. It's Hannah's birthday just gone, so happy birthday, H. And when I was talking to her on the phone recently, she was in the background, I could hear some jazz piano, and I was like, what's that? That sounds great. And she said, that's my granddad. And it doesn't surprise me that somebody with a stronger moral compass, as well as a keen sense of fun like Hannah, she's also very, very beautiful, is RH. It doesn't surprise me at all that her granddad was both a doctor and a successful jazz pianist. Do you know what I mean? In the time of Fats Waller, etc. So I said, give us your tape, let me get it digitised, and I'll play some on the programme. And the more I find out about Ralph Case, the more I like him. In particular, and you can hear it on this tune, what a pianist he is. It's quite unbelievable. So he had a fascinating life, and I'm going to do a special on him when we've got some more of his music. And I've also got Peter Hardy digging around in the BBC archive to see what we can turn up about him. But for now, here's a little taster of the man and his music. This is done from an old compact cassette, so it is a bit wobbly, making the piano sound out of tune here and there, but it's the cassette wobble. In any case, this is RM Case with Thank You, Mr. Waller, and I'll let him introduce it himself.
And now, here's a little number I wrote myself, in a sense, fairly recently, about a year ago. And it's quite frankly very derivative, or so meant to be, if you like. It's a bit of a crib on Mr. Fats Waller. I've got two alternative titles for it. One is Homage to Fats, and the other is Thank You, Mr. Waller. I'm quite sure which to call it. Anyhow, here it is.
Can he play? Some very interesting stuff coming through about Ralph Case, and we'll do a special about him in weeks to come.